Hello.
Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are contacting a poll of consumers in the Jacksonville and Northeast area of Florida about issues related to water service for your household. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
First, how would you rate the overall job JEA does providing its service to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Okay. Does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property?
No.
Okay, next. Please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it either as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Being responsible to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outage.
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Providing reliable service.
Very positive.
The cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the used water.
Somewhat positive.
Quality of the water for drinking.
Neutral.
Can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way. What is safe for human and the environment?
Somewhat positive.
Being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water and it is recycled safely.
Neutral.
And operating the water service in an environmentally responsible way.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. How would you rate JEA for the overall job they are providing your home's electricity? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay, and how would you rate JEA's electric service on each of the following? Providing reliable service.
Very positive.
The cost you pay for electricity, given all it provides to your household.
Very positive.
Okay, in generating their electric power in an environmental responsible way.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. And develop some few words and phrases associated with the process of bringing the water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from your property. Please answer if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with each.
Not familiar. Oh, with each, I guess.
One moment. Okay, the first one is the Florida aquifer. Very familiar, somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, what about federal government safety standards?
Not familiar.
Recycle water.
Not familiar.
Clean water.
Somewhat familiar.
Underground water shortage.
Not familiar.
Purified water.
Somewhat familiar.
National drinking water standards.
Not familiar.
Used water.
Not familiar.
Okay, thank you. Second answer, if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The Florida Floridan aquifer?
Somewhat positive.
Federal government safety standards?
Somewhat negative.
Negative or neutral?
Negative.
Okay. Recycle water?
Neutral.
Okay. Clean water?
Neutral.
Okay. Underground water storage?
Neutral.
Okay. Purify water?
Neutral.
And national drinking water standards?
Neutral.
Thank you. Have you heard, read anything about JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water to water? The project is called H2.0.
No, I've not heard of it.
Okay. Here are some further information about the new JEA's water purification process. JEA is a, why H2.0? JEA is building a new facility to purify and recycle used water from its system for three reasons. Because the state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards, requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Second, because the purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. And third, the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. Learning this, we support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project H2.0.
Support.
Thank you. And the H2.0 process, here is how the cycle of the water from home will work under H2.0. The drinking water provided in Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by JEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's a new water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
Support.
Thank you. What do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program?
The underground water purification process.
Okay. What did you dislike most or sound bad about JEA's H2.0 program?
No answer.
Following up, opponents of the H2.0 program proposed by JEA may say the following. This so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for customers and unnecessary since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed. And the messing and not messing with nature's process of rainwater, recharging the underground aquifer is not only needed, but risky. It's not only not needed, but risky, and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's Youth Water Reclamation and Purification Project, H2.0?
Support. I support it.
Okay, in the response to opponents labeling the H2.0 project as toilet to tap, supporters say that the term is both misleading and purposely inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water along with all other used water sources coming out of a home and puts through 5 purification, testing, and certification stages to meet new government-required standards. Then, this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as tap water to households. Hearing this, which side do you agree with? Opponents who say that toilet-to-tap programs should be stopped, or supporters who say that this labeling is misleading and wrong because the H2.0 project is safe?
Supporters.
Thank you. And lastly, here is a short list of statements about JEA's EA H2.0 project. Answer if your reaction is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. New state government regulation requires that any used water put into St. John's River must meet higher standards than the treated water put there today. Through H2.0, JEA is ensuring it meets these new standards that will protect the river's health. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Putting JEA's H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come.
Very positive.
Right. Okay. While JEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. H2.0 purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy.
Very positive.
Okay. Throughout the H2.0 process, there is a continual testing of the water to make sure the water is returned to the aquifer meets purified water standards.
You're positive.
Since regional economic development and job growth depends on water, having a reliable, sustainable supply of fresh, clean water will give Jacksonville a comparative edge to attract and grow jobs of the future.
Very positive.
Okay. The H2.0 project involves state-of-the-art, high-tech scientific process for purifying water to make it safe and clean.
Very positive.
Okay. This H2.0 purified used water returned to the underground aquifer is more pure and cleaner than when he first came out of the aquifer.
Very positive.
As part of the H2.0 plan, JEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours, telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works.
Very positive.
Okay. While they're using a proven method for purifying used water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. And the last one is, given new stricter government standards for used water discharge and North Florida's growing needs for more clean, safe drinking water, JEA customers would end up paying more in the future if JEA did not implement the H2.0 program, because they would have to find more expensive ways to solve these challenges.
Very positive.
Thank you. Lastly, given everything you have learned about JEA's H2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Just a few questions for classification purposes. Can you please tell me your ages between 18 and 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and or over?
Between 18 and 29.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. How long have you lived in your current home? From 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or over 30?
From 0 to 10 years.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I rent.
Thank you. And what was the last grade that you completed in school? 0 to 11, high school, business school or some college, college graduate or graduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you. And that will conclude with our service, I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.